son. You go up there and talk to him.
What?
You're gonna get it now. Your mother's home. Don't make a face like that. It might freeze that way. And take that out of your mouth. You don't know where it's been.
Lord, whatever happened to High Little Boot or Big Kid?
Oh, sure. Think of yourself. Think of yourself. No one ever thinks about the poor little housemaker, except for Richard Simmons.
Side, side, go away. Send them all to Doris Day.
What are you so hysterical about?
Hysterical? Moi? Your son is up there doing things that would embarrass the Turkish police. Now, you go upstairs and you beat some sense into him. Oh, my head, I can hear snails crawl.
Mark, I can't come home every day and be the villain. You better take some responsibility, too. Look, when there's a disciplinary problem, you're just going to have to learn how to handle it.
I guess you're right. I'll just go talk some sense to him. If he doesn't listen, I'll just take him down to a filling station and make him look at the men's room. If that doesn't work, we could always buy him a pony and own his soul for life.
See, Mark, there's the problem. You just can't bounce from one extreme to the other like that.
Oh, really? Tell that to Eldridge Cleaver.
Look, we're both new at parenthood, but we can't fall apart every time he misbehaves. I mean, look, Mark, the key to being a good parent is consistency. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No. I also don't know why they make Häagen-Dazs ice cream in the Bronx.
Yo, you got some carob? I want some carob.
Look, let's go upstairs and act like two calm, responsible parents, okay? Handle this. Bowling? I don't believe it.
Neither do I. That's a really tough split.
Mommy, have I missed you.
Well, I missed you too, sweetheart. That's nice of you to say that. Your room is a mess. Mm. You want to tell me why you were bowling in the house?
Yes, it happened to be league night, and all the lanes were spoken for.
Mr. Smartypants, you have an answer for everything, don't you? Hmm? Ha-ha! Well, how about this one? If the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, and the speed of a slug is 1 inch an hour, how long has Robert Conrad had that battery on his shoulder?
What are you talking about? This is no time for brain teasers. Well, go over there and reason with your son.
Right, Mint.
Consistency.
I remember that. Don't worry. I've seen ordinary people twice. I saw Popeye once. Son?
Yeah? Dad?
It's a nice shirt. Oh. Well, I'm just warming him up. Son, the real guts of the matter is that...
Well, how would you feel if you had any of your little friends over here and they saw this pigsty? Easy. This isn't West Point. This is no white glove inspection. This is my lifestyle. Wait a minute. You said something, though, however. You said something about having some friends over. Didn't he?
Sure. And
how about even sleepover?
Well, Murph, if you could prove to us that you're a responsible young man who takes a little pride in his possessions, then maybe we'll see.
Me too?
No. Murph, you think about what we said.
Sure will.
Okay.
Bye-bye, son. Bye, Dad.
Mark, you handled that like a real father. You did reason with
him. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's talk about the bathroom downstairs, the pantyhose jungle. Nothing.
I'm just wondering. I've got to really clean this mess up so I can have some friends over. Okay, here goes.
Good morning. How we doing this morning? Baby Mirth, your model child is here.
Baby Mirth, it's good breakfast, my lady.
Yes, that's so nice. Now, I haven't had breakfast in bed since I had my tonsils out.
Are you kidding? How about this
Banana for the lady?
No, sweetheart, thanks. You know, you've just been a little angel these last few days.
I've sure tried. I really have. I have. I've had something in mind, too.
Oh.
I want you to have the breakfast right here on your lap.
Okay.
You put that right down there. Am I out of line by any chance in thinking that perhaps a reward is due me?
Then be careful. This is a setup for the pony.
No, not at all. Not necessarily. Remember, Mommy, for our little lecture? Last Saturday, I cleaned up my room and I was good. I've served you breakfast and everything. That you might let me have some of my friends over?
Oh, sure, sweetheart. You can have some friends over.
Are you kidding? Well, then, come on down, kids. Daddy, allow me to introduce my classmates and schoolmates from Oregon. This is Delka and this is Obit.
Nano.
Boy, this is really Raznik.
Yeah, this is Eartha, and I thought Pluto was tacky.
We turn our backs for 1 second, and then they clone the phone.
Look on the bright side, though, Mint. If we have a telethon, we're prepared. Hello? 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 Buenos dias.
Ciao.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes? Yes, we have Prince Albert in the can, and we did let him out already.
Ha-ha!
They're not going to give me twice in one day.
What was that?
Sounded like a loud noise.
Oh, are you coming away?
Oh,
but
Jeff, you're dead.
What
happened? Jeff, he's dead off.
Well, where's his head now?
Well, it's somewhere over Denver.
Obit, you're mean, mean, mean.
Thank you.
Obit, you are...
Shut up, you wimp! I'm going to get you...
I thought Orkans were supposed to be nonviolent. Murph, Obit, I want you two to make up right now or you're going to spend the rest of the day in the corner.
I don't want to...
Obit!
Okay. I am sorry. I blew George's head off. I was probably just suffering from bean blag. I'm going to tell you something. I was about to say it. I'm going to tell you something. Not to you, Mommy, ever. But to you. You're hateful, mean, nasty. But, Ovitz, you're fair.
That's good. Now shake.
Oh, too bad. It's time to go home. There's the beam.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. McConnell. It has been a lovely visit. You have a lovely home.
Goodbye.
Well, y'all come back now, you hear? Nanu, nanu.
Nanu!
Remember, consistency. I mean, come on, but men. I mean, they're innocent. They're just kids.
Yeah, I guess you're right. This aging reverse thing, it's just, it's hard to get the hang of. I keep forgetting that in their minds, they're just babies.
Let me ask you something. Am I out of line in asking you for a stethoscope?
Well, sweetheart, I don't have a stethoscope.
Oh,
Guess I'll have to use my ear.
My son, the doctor.
Mark, we're going to have to keep our eyes on those kids all night long.
Oh, man. We can't go upstairs right now, man. We have to scrub up first. He might be in surgery.
Well, isn't this fun? Camping out in the living room all together.
Hey, you get the best of both worlds. You get that great outdoor feeling and that great indoor carpet.
What is happening here?
Does anybody have a good story they'd like to tell? Well, I've got this great story about the first time I baked raisin loaf.
Come on, Min, that's a classic.
Oh, Bert, I've got one. I was at the Ork Farm milking a fring, and this traveling salesman came along and asked me if I wanted to see what was in his sample case.
Would anyone like a soft drink?
No, thank you. So I said no, and he went away, and I never saw him again. The end.
Ooh. That's great, Zilker. That's more plot than Kurt Vonnegut ever used.
I just think this is a perfect time for my raisin loaf story.
Oh, not yet, man. You don't want to peek too soon. Ah, it'll slay you. Well, come on now, kids. Kids, hey, tell you what. How about this? Let's pretend we're not even in the living room, but we'll use our imaginations and go to the deepest, darkest jungle, you know?
Larry, Aquarius.
Oh, now listen, look, animals everywhere. Now, come on.
Boy, if we can just keep a couple of these things for San Diego's soup.
Come on now, son. Son, you'll be the great white hunter. Well, if not the great white hunter, the reasonable white hunter. And I'll be your faithful gun bearer, Peeba. Quickly, I will cut the way through the jungle for you.
What? Oh, good.
Forget that.
Ah, you've done a magnificent job. I'm sorry, I'll call you your name again.
Beaver Say.
You changed in Nairobi. It's all right. Let's move along, yeah? You have a gun of any kind? I don't want that machete.
Well, whatever you want, boss. We got a telescope inside here. And you can hear real close, we got a putter. And to get real close, you won't see me around here.
Let's get on with the animals.
Yeah. Look, what I'm charging now, he doesn't even have credit. Grab it, Joel. Shoot the sucker. Get at it.
The animal is obviously got a thorn in its paw. Give it a chance.
Good Lord.
Small handgun. Hold on to it. Look at it. Sometimes if you mock them, they hate it. That's just right for the living room.
Yeah. Look, a snake.
Where?
A snake coming, boss. It's got you now. Look, boss, it's coming now. Really?
What do I do with this bloody snake?
Well, make it a boa. Somebody will wear it.
There we are. All right. Approach them gently. Give me that bazooka. I'm not going to fool around.
All right, boss, there it is. And here's the shell. Run it in. Ready?
Yes. Chief. Where the bloody aspen? Boy, wait a minute. I thought it was a monkey. It'd fallen on me. Either that or just a pregnant baboon.
Well, they're almost there. It's an elephant on Valium, so we got time.
All right, put a shell in it, quickly.
I'll put another one in.
Put one in quickly.
Oh, boy, that sucker got a kick. Oh, you done it now. You killed Molly Perkins!
business to life, huh?
Oh, yeah.
No, no noise, no smog, no under all commercials.
No kids. Where's Murph and Zelka?
Let's get physical. Physical.
Mint, your son, good luck.
What are you kids doing up there?
Sleeping. We couldn't sleep in the living room because there was so much noise.
Yeah, she's right. You know, Mommy, even though you have a little bump of a nose, you snort loud.
Gee, Murph, thanks for not letting me sleep alone.
Well, maybe just being a good host, Min.
Oh, well, there is the bean, Zombie. You have to go home now.
Oh, gee, Mr. and Mrs. McConnell, thank you for letting me stay over. You have a great son. I enjoyed him very much.
Boy, am I going to miss you. Oh, am I going to miss you. I hope to see you back in school, and I got a chance to sleep over at your house. I mean that. Boy, I gotta tell you something. Mommy and Daddy, they gotta really work the kinks out of that beam.
I think we've postponed having our little talk long enough.
Hey, you're right, Min. I guess I'm in the batter's box right now.
Mm-hmm.
Come along, son.
Surely.
Oh. Son?
Yes? Good training, my part.
Son?
Oh, boy. No, the only way I can really do this is a mind prop. Yeah, that's it.
Well,
here we go, son.
Hold on.
That's how babies are made.
That's how babies are made? Come on, wait a minute, Daddy. What's that got to do with me?
Well, sweetheart, Zelka said she didn't sleep alone.
Did she say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't sleep alone exactly. I gave her my teddy bear. So she slept with Teddy upstairs. And as a matter of fact, I slept downstairs in your bed.
Oh.
You see? And incidentally, about your story, time will come when I'll understand it. Now, it's time for me to go. And I want to make the beds. I really want to make them real good, you know, because next time around, I want to stay over at Zelka's.
Sure did jump to conclusions, didn't we? Zelka's left with his teddy. Oh, God.
You know what the really hard part is now?
What?
That I have to go tell a teddy bear the facts of life.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Cellulite Central.
Ah, Mork.
Sir.
Just in time to play some rack orc ball.
Sir?
I need to practice. I'm playing in a celebrity tournament on the planet Fuca.
Well, what about my report, sir?
You can give your report while we play.
Sir.
Service.
So this week, my report is about parenthood.
Again? You know, Mork, I could use a little variety.
Well, sir, how about a little topspin on this one?
Lately, all you seem to talk about is raising your son.
Well, that's a very tough job, keeping the children of today from becoming the children of tomorrow.
Out.
Sir, I beg to differ with you. I think that was it.
I said out.
Well...
Who am I to question one of your judgments?
You'd never get away with this at Wimbledon.